Ollie, 3-1 in the end, but really and truly that scoreline doesn't tell the full story. It was an action-packed game, unfortunately, ending in a disappointing result.
Yeah, it's very similar to the Langford game. Although, to be fair, the first half I thought we probably shared it. We had a lot of half chances and we just couldn't nick one. We'd won disallowed for an offside. Had we got that, it might have been a different story. But it's the same one. The first goal has a huge bearing on the way the game goes and nearly on the result. But, you know, when UCD did score, you know, I think Darragh O'Connor's second goal was worthy of the win in the game, to his credit. But the first and third goal were very, very poor mistakes on our behalf. And, you know, look, of course, we'll take responsibility for it. Without doubt, when you lose at home to UCD, you got to take responsibility. But just as a point in the once again, very similar with the Longford game, some of the senior players were the ones that maybe got us caught for the killer goal, if you like, you know. But that's what happens, you know. It's tight games with tight margins. We had a great chance to get back into it at 3-1 down, and to be fair to Jesse, he stepped up, and while he put it wide, look, at least he stepped up to take it, you know. He wasn't the signed penalty taker, he was off the pitch. But, you know, we can feel sorry for ourselves all we want, but you know, our defensive performance today was poor, as it was against Longford. I thought at the other end we created a lot of chances. And okay, we only took one, probably could have taken a lot more. But to be fair to UCD, they're a good side, they're top of the table for a reason. And look, you know, you can only give them credit.
Yeah, you talk about that first goal that UCD got. Up until then, they hadn't really caused you any problems.
No, they didn't. But at the same time, we hadn't scored against them either. While we had the majority of the possession, I mean, an awful lot of set pieces, corner kicks, free kicks, throw-ins. They defended, while they defended deep, they defended well. And they didn't make the mistakes that we made, to their credit. And that's what won the game for them. Yeah, they have that little bit extra with Darragh O'Connor and Georgie Kelly at the other end of the field, that Lawless play in the counter and get you out of it. But no, I can only congratulate them. We can feel sorry for ourselves all we want, but it's of no use. It's just disappointing with the mistakes that we made. And, you know, can you legislate for that? Look, you know, I think we've all got to look at ourselves and try and be better when we come back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, after the penalty miss as well, Ollie, two yellow cards in the space of a minute and a half for Kieran O'Connor. That was another incident in a game full of incidents.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's when the chips are down, people need to keep their heads, you know, and Kieran didn't. Kieran fell into the trap. Now, look, you can blame a hell of a lot of decisions. I'm not saying there was an unequal playing field out there, but, like, you know, what's good for one is good for the other, I think, is maybe what Kieran looked at, and he felt that he was fouled. We felt there was a foul right up before the actual third goal where Jesse Deathers was tumbled. But that's not a complaint. We can't blame the officials for losing here tonight. But no, Kieran should have known better and done better and kept his assessment, which he didn't do. Look, we've spoken to him in a dressing room inside. He knows he's out of order about what he did. But at the same time, the players know, some of them are out of order with the mistakes that they made. And these are experienced lads, and we've spoken to them inside. They've put their hand up. But, you know, it's putting their hand up doesn't get you any points back.
So how do you look at things now, Ollie, as we reach the break for the mid-season point? Harps kind of drop out of the top four again. Plenty of games to go, another 10 games to go, but a bit of work to do to get back up there.
Absolutely. Of course, there's going to be work to get anywhere near the top half of this. It's a proper standard. And, you know, you're looking at UCD, while we were probably, you know, had more possession than them, we still didn't take our chances. They did. And you got to give them credit. They're quality players. There's Premier Division players on the UCD side. If they don't play with UCD next year, if UCD get up, they'll be playing in the Premier Division without a doubt. But at the same time, you know, we should have had enough and to defend better than the way we defended. Should have been a wonder goal. As I said, Darragh Connor's second goal was worthy of winning the game, and I give him huge credit. He's loads of ability. But the first goal that he scored, and I think Georgie's third goal, were very, very poor mistakes from our behalf. And to be fair to UCD, they didn't make those mistakes at the other end. Okay. So credit to them.
So no game next weekend, Ollie. No. Cabinteely away and Drogheda away. A couple of away games on the road. What happens between now and that Cabinteely game?
The lads have a something initiative program to take with them. They're off until Sunday of next week, which is 9 days, and they'll do their program over the off season, which is 9 days effectively. They're back in on Sunday. We need to try and patch things up. There'll be a number of players unavailable for Cabinteely. Cabinteely are on a great run, and, you know, are extremely difficult to get anything out of up there. We know that anyway. It's something to do with the fact that we lost tonight. If we'd won tonight, that would have gone to be a hugely difficult ask for us. But we've got to patch things up and try and get something out of it after not getting anything out of tonight, Sherman.